بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب سجود الشكر عند حصول نعمة ظاهرة أو اندفاع بلية ظاهرة. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now brings a chapter on it being desirable of performing sajda of shukr, gratitude, when acquiring a bounty or when a calamity is averted. So when some good, when a bounty is acquired, then the person makes sajda of shukr, or even sometimes some bala, some calamity that is averted from him, then he makes the sajda of shukr. عن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة نريد المدينة. So سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه says that we departed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah, we were going to Medina. فَلَمَّا كُنَّا قَرِيبًا مِنْ عَزْوَرَاءَ نَزَلَ ثُمَّ رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ فَدَعَ اللَّهَ سَاعَةً. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we came close to a place called Azwara, Azwara now is on the outskirts of Medina, as we came close there, he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dismounted, then he raised his hands, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a while. ثُمَّ خَرَّ سَاجِدًا. Then he went into sajda, he prostrated. فَمَكَثَ طَوِيلًا. He remained in prostration for a long period. ثُمَّ قَامَ. Then he stood up again, or he came up from sajda. فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ سَاعَةً. He stood and then he made dua, he raised his hands for some time. ثُمَّ خَرَّ سَاجِدًا. Then again he went back into sajda. فَعَلَهُ ثَلَاثًا. He did this 3 times. In other words, they were traveling. Nabi Kareem Sallam got off his camel. Then he made dua. He raised his hands. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala for some time. Then he went into sajda. So this happened 3 times. وَقَالَ إِنِّي سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي وَشَفَعْتُ لِأُمَّتِي فَأَعْطَانِي ثُلُثَ أُمَّتِي. So somebody asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that what did you do? Something strange, different. So Rasulullah explained to the Sahaba, I asked my Rabb and I interceded on behalf of my Ummah. So Allah Ta'ala allowed me 1/3 of my Ummah, intercession for 1/3 of my Ummah. In other words, Rasulullah was concerned about you and I. He was concerned about his entire Ummah. That, oh Allah, save my Ummah from Jahannam. Ya Allah, enter my Jannah, my Ummah into Jannah. This was his concern, this was his worry. So on this journey, this thought of his ummah came again, and he then raised his hands and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah had informed him that you will be allowed to make intercession or intercede on behalf of 1/3 of your ummah on the day of qiyamah, on this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda, a sajda of shukr, that Allah has granted me this bounty, that 1/3 of my ummah I will be able to intercede on their behalf. So this Rasulullah wanted to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, so he went into sajda. So you just go into sajda and you read your tasbihat. This is the sajda to shukr. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still concerned about his ummah. And then therefore he says, ثُمَّ رَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي. I raised my head again. فَسَأَلْتُ رَبِّي لِأُمَّتِي. Again I made dua to Allah Ta'ala for my ummah. فَأَعْطَانِي ثُلُثَ أُمَّتِي. Now a 2/3 of my ummah, I was allowed now, Allah Ta'ala gave me, answered the dua that on the day of Qiyamah, I'll be able to make intercession or intercede on behalf of another 1/3 of my ummah. Now 2/3. For this, فَقَرَرْتُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي شُكْرًا. I went into sajda out of shukr to my Rabb. ثُمَّ رَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي. Then again I raised my head. فَسَأَلْتُ رَبِّي لِأُمَّتِي. Again I asked my Allah that, Ay Allah, enable me to intercede on behalf of my ummah. فَأَعْطَانِي أَثْرُوثَ الْآخَرِ. Allah Ta'ala then gave Rasulullah some, even the 1/3 of the ummah. In other words, the entire ummah who accepts iman and deen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on behalf of his entire ummah. فَخَرَرْتُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي. On this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rawahu Abu Dawud. So with this hadith, we see 2 important things. When you gain some nice bounty, then you go into sajda. It is mustahab to make the sajda. Or if you read 2 rakat nafil namaz, all the better. But from this particular hadith, Rasulullah just went to sajda. or if some bala is averted, Allah Ta'ala save you from a big accident or some problem, then you go into sajda, sajda to shukr. Here Rasulullah was concerned about his ummah, about you and I. What will be the plight of his ummah? He was not content and just satisfied with just one third of his ummah. He made shukr for that, but he wanted to intercede on behalf of his entire ummah, and Allah grants him that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, that on the day of Qiyamah, our Rasulullah makes sifarish on our behalf, intercedes on our behalf, and Allah accepts his intercession and gives us Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.